going to be a hot one here in Port Huron today. We expect to see 90 degrees. We will detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. I think there were more people at last night's Port Huron City Council meeting than there have been since the coronavirus started, and most, if not all of them, were there on behalf of Anita Ashford's resolution declaring racism a public health threat. Not only did the City Council approve it, but they approved it unanimously and got a standing ovation. Mayor Pauline Rep, when was the last time something like that happened?
I don't think it ever has.
You seem a little surprised.
Something goes on in the audience and or somebody speaks and we applaud, but actually that's one of the first times anybody has applauded for us.
Well, tell us a little bit about this resolution, why you voted for it.
Well, you know, she had Anita had brought forth two resolutions. One was to denounce the acts of, racism and the death of George Floyd. And the other one was, of course, to declare racism and inequities as a public health crisis. I think that, all of us agreed that what happened was a horrific act and should never have happened. And, I participated in the march and protest on Thursday. And it was really moving, to see all those people come together. And it's sad that it took that for everybody to come together. But I think it's important that the resolutions, state some of the steps that we need to take. Not that we're saying that there is the problem that they have in Minneapolis is not here in Port Huron, but to say that we need to work harder to make things on a more equal basis. And a lot of the things in there said, training for are really for our staff and for the police officers as far as, making sure they avoid biases and working with community partners and, doing a whole lot of things to make sure that our community is a safe place for everybody to live.
It's one thing to pass the resolution. It's another one to live up to it. And there's a lot of verbiage and there's a lot of things that the city will need to do to make sure that we avoid racism within the structure of city government.
Absolutely. And we're going to start down that path. We have a meeting set up next week with Pastor Kim Brown and hopefully Kevin Watkins from the NAACP to discuss some of the things that they feel that we should be doing, and some of the things that, as Kevin Watkins said last night, not demands, but things that they feel that need improvement and where we can go from here. So it's opened up dialogue, and that's extremely important.
One resident spoke out last night against the resolution, saying what this does is it gives us the impression that Port Huron is a racist community, which he said it absolutely isn't. What's your response to that?
Well, it isn't, but I think that he kind of might have not read the entire, the caption on resolutions sometimes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the headlines in the newspaper. when you read the article, it's not necessarily entirely the same. And I don't think that it points that out at all. So, obviously that's the way it struck him, but I don't think that's the issue at all. I really don't.
Well,
and he was the only one that spoke that way.
And like you said, it opens the dialogue. It sets things in motion to really look at issues, which really every city council in Michigan and across the country should probably be doing, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. And I think you're going to have a lot of that happen. I think you're going to have a lot of communities. I know that the MML has, the Michigan Municipal League has passed something, and I know I'm on SEMCOGS as well. I'm on SEMCOGS Executive Committee, and we're in the point of making a statement, too. I think you're going to find that in a lot of places, as well as, the organizations, as well as the cities. And, obviously, as we know, it was something that never should have happened, and we don't want to see it ever happen again.
Right. One of the other issues on the agenda last night was regarding the legalization of recreational marijuana in Port Huron, which has been essentially outlawed, but with a timetable that was really, I think, this month that you were supposed to make a decision on that. That's been extended now, right?
Right. We were supposed to make a decision by the end of June, and now it's going to be the end of September. Reasons being, obviously, COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We've all been kind of cooped up, not had the opportunities to, you know, be out publicly speaking and getting the public involved in the whole issue. And without that, we don't want to move forward. So we postponed it for 3 months so that we can have some workshops and public hearings and things like that and really find out what we want to do.
What do you want to do? I mean, obviously it has been postponed. There hasn't been a lot of action on this, but just as you've been considering this over the last several months, what are your thoughts at this point?
For me personally?
Yeah.
You know, I can honestly say I really wasn't for it, but then we went and visited a facility down in Ferndale, and I don't see, I guess that was very professionally run, and certainly I was impressed with that. So I guess I've changed my mind a little bit there, mm-hmm. and think that, which we can all do at times, and I think that if we handle it right, do it right, I think it's very doable. You just got to make sure you don't locate it in places that are, you know, a problem for people or, you know, near where children are or anything like that. But, you know, I'm still open, I guess is what I would say, more open than I was before we started down this path. So as long as we can do it right, I don't have a problem with it.
Something not to be rushed into, right?
Correct. Correct. We just mm-hmm. need to do our homework and make sure that we're doing it right. The one shot.
Right.
So we don't want to have problems.
Don't want to misfire on that one.
No.
All right, Pauline, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay well, stay cool, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Paul.
All right,
have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.